KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. The fall sports season getting into full swing here this week, and the Atlantic Cross Country teams are prepping to hear the starting gun on Saturday in Glenwood to start off their season. Both teams have lofty goals once again. Head coach Dan Vargason said the team has had a great work ethic so far this year.
I would say I'm happy with where both programs are at right now. The attitude, the effort, everything that we have going on. The team chemistry early on has been good. So as a coach, I'm very thankful for the way our kids are, the way that they go out and work every day, and also that we're actually able to be out here and compete. You know, a lot of people were predicting we weren't going to be doing anything this fall. So glad they're all wrong and that we're out here competing every day.
Boys teams coming off a state appearance last year return a 20th place state finisher in Craig Allen Becker. He'll be the leader once again this year. A number of other experienced runners are back with Drew Engler, Zane Berg, and Ethan Williams, among others, working to improve. Coach Vargason said there is some healthy competition to get into the varsity rotation.
You know, we're going to have 9 guys competing for 7 spots, if not more, by the end of the season, and I'm really excited about that.
The girls came up just shy of qualifying for state last year. They're eager to get back to work. Taylor McCready made an individual appearance at state and will be counted on to lead the way once again. Ava Rush ran strong much of last season, but a late illness held her back a bit at district, so she'll be eager to get it back out there as well. Coach Vargason said they got a bit of a late start for the girls' team to all practice together, but they have been improving fast. He was impressed by the time that was cut by both teams at time trials on Tuesday.
When your kids on average are cutting around 3 minutes in a 2-week span, you feel pretty good about that. And we've been really conservative this year. You know, obviously with kids in quarantine, we didn't know who was actually going to be out. You know, how many kids were going out and logging their minutes the way they were supposed to? Were they doing them intense enough? Were they in weights? All those types of factors came in. So we were much more conservative early on this season to avoid the injury bug early and things like that. So we've scaled back. So to see us still cutting 3 minutes, you feel pretty good, you know, considering we haven't completely ramped up our training like we have in the past.
The Trojans open up the 2020 season at the Glenwood Co-Ed meet this Saturday at Glenwood Lake Park course. Coach Vargason said it'll be a great early measuring stick, and he just wants the team to get their feet wet and compete. You can hear the full interview with Coach Vargason coming up on our Saturday morning coaches show at 8:30 Saturday morning. The Atlantic volleyball team also gearing up for the 2020 season with some higher expectations than the past. The Trojans coming off a 6-36 campaign last year that included some steps forward and some close losses. Atlantic head coach Michelle Blake said they're just excited to get back out there on the court.
I think they're really cherishing every opportunity and coming out and leaving as if every single practice and every game could potentially be their last, because it could be. And so I think that has really fueled our practices.
This team brings back a large senior class that'll be counted on to lead the way. Haley Rasmussen is back, coming off a season with 580 assists and 31 blocks. Alyssa Derby returns after leading the team with 179 kills. Caroline Pellet also is back and was second on the squad last year with 122 kills. A number of other key contributors are back on the squad, along with a strong sophomore class that's expected to contribute as well. Coach Blake said the experience on the team is much deeper.
You know, some of them have been starting for me since I took over 3 years ago, you know, when they were just sophomores. So they learned the expectations quick, and they know, you know, how I run things and what things are going to look like. So they're really stepping into that role. You know, we're looking at probably starting 5 seniors this year.
The Trojans were able to get off the schneid and get a conference match win last year against Creston, but they came up just short in a number of other matches throughout the year. Coach Blake said the team has been vocal about changing that narrative this season.
We want to win those games this year. You know, that's the mentality that they're coming in, is it's not a choice. We're going to win those games this year, you know. And so I think that's where I've probably seen the biggest shift this year from the last 2 years. Is we're just coming in that much more confident and that much more mentally tough into each practice and each game.
The Trojans open up the season at the AHSTW tournament this Saturday. You can hear the full interview with Coach Blake on our Saturday morning coaches show at 8:30 on Saturday morning. The 2020 high school football season gets into full swing this Friday night with Week 1 play. We'll have an 8-man District 8 contest for you here on the radio and on KJN-TV as the Ottoman Wheelers play host to the Exira EHK Spartans. Our broadcast night starts with our weekly pick'em show once again, Who's Gonna Win, at 6 o'clock. We'll follow with the Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show at 6:30 and kickoff set for 7. Chris Parks, Mike Smith will have the call for you from Chiz Jones Field in Audubon. You can listen to games on the radio, online, and you can also watch them as well on KJN-TV. You can find all of our video link channels under the KJN Video Network there on our homepage. And another game that will be available to you here this week will be on the Grizz Tiger Vision channel as the Griswold plays host to Cam to open up eight-man District 7 play. That student-run broadcast available there on that channel. We're excited about our partnerships with all the area school districts. Cam with the Cam Cougar channel, Exira EHK with Spartan Media, and Griswold with Grizz Tiger Vision. So be paying attention to those channels throughout the year to get coverage of various sporting events going on with those school districts. And I hope you enjoy those broadcasts and look forward to some fun football Friday nights here coming up. Taking a look at Major League Baseball for you from last night, Colton Wong drew a bases-loaded walk to cap a four-run ninth as the Cardinals stunned the Royals 6-5. Tyler O'Neill tied the game with a two-out, two-run single. St. Louis outfielder Dexter Fowler and pitcher Jack Flaherty opted to sit out the contest in solidarity with players around the league in protest of the shooting of Jacob Blake. Austin Romine's RBI double sparked a five-run sixth before the Tigers completed a 7-5 win over the Cubs. Romine drove in a pair of runs, and while he and Jonathan Scoop, Miguel Cabrera, and Cameron Maben collected three of Detroit's 18 hits each, and Cubs starter John Lester allowed one run over five innings before the bullpen faltered. A trio of Major League Baseball games were postponed Wednesday as players across the sports landscape reacted in the wake of the weekend shooting by police of Jacob Blake in Wisconsin. Games between the Reds and Brewers in Milwaukee, the Mariners and Padres in San Diego, and the Dodgers and Giants in San Francisco were called off hours before they were set to begin. Other games that were played yesterday in interleague action, the Braves took two from the Yankees 5-1 and 2-1. It was also in an American League play, Toronto 9-1 over Boston, Tampa Bay 4-3 over Baltimore, Cleveland beat Minnesota 6-3, and Oakland 3-1 over Texas. And in the National League, Philadelphia 3-2 over Washington, the Mets beat Miami 5-4, and Colorado was an 8-7 winner over Arizona. The full slate of games in the NBA was postponed as all those players opted to sit out those games last night. Also in the National Hockey League, it was Philadelphia picking up an overtime victory over the New York Islanders to even up that series at a game apiece, a 4-3 win there for the Flyers. Tampa Bay took a 2-1 series lead over Boston with a 7-1 thrashing there of the Bruins, and Colorado was able to get one 6-4 over Dallas. Dallas now leads that series 2-1. And making their strongest statement yet in the fight against racial injustice, players from six NBA teams decided not to play postseason games Wednesday in a boycott that quickly reverberated across other professional sports leagues. Players made the extraordinary decisions to protest the shooting by police in Kenosha, Wisconsin on Sunday of Jacob Blake, a black man apparently in the back while three of his children looked on. Kenosha is about 40 miles south of Milwaukee. That city's NBA team, the Bucks, started the boycotts Wednesday by refusing to emerge from their locker room to play a playoff game against the Orlando Magic. Other games that were not played included Oklahoma City and Houston and the Lakers and Portland. The NBA's Board of Governors have called a meeting to discuss the new developments, and that's according to a person with knowledge of that situation. They'll determine where they go from here. Portland Trailblazers say that leading scorer Damian Lillard will leave the bubble in Lake Buena Vista, Florida, and return to Portland on Thursday. He was diagnosed Tuesday with a knee sprain, which occurred in Game 4 of the team's NBA first-round series against the Lakers. The team did not make any mention if the uncertainty over the remainder of the season played a role in his decision. And in other news, the NHL has stripped the Arizona Coyotes of their 2020 second-round pick and a 2021 first-round pick for violating the scouting combine policy by conducting physical tests of draft-eligible players. Commissioner Gary Bettman determined the organization broke the rules by physically testing prospects outside of the combine. Bettman decided to use his powers to take away draft picks rather than impose a fine of $250,000 or more, given the specific circumstances of the case. The league opted not to discipline any individual members of the organization involved in that situation because Bettman believes it was a gross negligence rather than intentional wrongdoing. And Canadiens coach Claude Julien says he's feeling 100% after a heart procedure. Julien had a stent in his stall in his coronary artery August 13th at St. Michael's Hospital in Toronto after complaining of chest pains. The procedure came a day after Montreal opened their first-round playoff series with Philadelphia. And Blues winger Vladimir Tarasenko will undergo surgery on his left shoulder once again and won't be evaluated for another 5 months. It'll be Tarasenko's third operation on that shoulder in the past 2.5 years. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJAN. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.